Sunrise Radio Podcast.
An astonishing 21 million adults in the UK would or are considering having a cosmetic procedure, with an increasing number of men looking to improve an aspect of their appearance at the hands of a cosmetic practitioner. But, claims Max Murison, a consultant plastic surgeon and member of the British Association of Plastic Reconstructive Surgeons, whatever your gender is, it's important to take your time and do your research properly before you take the plunge.
The first person they should really talk to would be their general practitioner, because they'll know who's in the area, they'll know who's good, they'll have seen the results of a number of practitioners, and they will refer to somebody they feel is the most appropriate. And the GPs will also have a handle on the qualifications of the people that are providing these services.
Max, a number of GPs are, for very good reason, anti-cosmetic procedures. So what advice would you give those of us who are seeking to self-refer?
The information they should glean from the practitioner would be the number of cases that they've done. They need to see photographs of befores and afters. And the practitioner should have examples of where it hasn't actually turned out as good as everybody had hoped, because in this line of work, every now and again, something will go wrong.
Of course, these days, the internet is where a great many people turn to find information. What's your view on what you'll find there?
It can be very one-sided, and you have the practitioners that advertise on the internet and only show and talk about fantastic results. And then you have the discussion groups that only talk about when things go wrong, and the truth lies between the two.
I know it's important to ensure that practitioners you're looking at belong to one of the approved recognised bodies and that they have adequate medical insurance. And you should also discuss all the what-if questions with them. Over the past 5 to 10 years, we've seen a boom in cosmetic tourism. By that I mean people travelling abroad to try and cut the costs of certain procedures. What's your view on that?
The problem with going abroad for treatment is that there's nobody nearby for aftercare. We see in our practice a significant number of patients every year that have come back from South Africa, from Greece, from Poland, with significant problems. We've had people come back still having drains in their wounds, and they end up in the NHS trying to get the surgery sorted out.
On 103.2 FM across Bradford, digital radio across West Yorkshire and Manchester, and around the world, online, mobile, tablet and TV, this is Sunrise Radio.